The cut is part of a series of tax breaks introduced by the Senate GOP. Among the others is a tax credit for companies that pay for their employees' education, and another that would exempt people from paying capital gains taxes as long as those gains are spent on a Wisconsin-based business. Cannabis says the idea behind the cuts is to grow the economy.
We need to be serious about growth, and we need to be serious about creating new opportunities for our kids, because they're the ones that are going to ultimately be steering this thing forward.
But any tax cut or credit comes with a price tag to the state. In this case, the income tax cut alone would mean about $65 million less in revenue in just the first year. And now that cannabis's Senate Republicans are in the minority, they don't have as much say in budget talks. Governor Jim Doyle questioned what state programs they'd want to cut to make up the difference.
It's an easy thing for somebody to say who's in a minority and doesn't have to worry about balancing a budget.
Without any new tax cuts, Doyle and lawmakers already have their work cut out for them in the upcoming budget. Early projections showed a $1.6 billion difference between what government agencies asked for and what the state can afford to pay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.